USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump and Joe Biden are debating in Cleveland. They were asked if scientists can be trusted regarding COVID-19.
There's millions of scientists, there's thousands of scientists out there that don't work for him. Their job doesn't depend on him. That's not, they're the people, they're, and by
the
way,
to the scientists that are in charge,
by the way,
they will have the vaccine very soon.
Do you believe for a moment what he's telling you in light of all the lies he's told you about the whole issue relating to COVID? He still hasn't even acknowledged that he knew this was happening, knew how dangerous it was going to be back in February, and he didn't even tell you. He's on record as saying it. He panicked, or he just looked at the stock market. One of the two, because guess what? A lot of people died.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump's pick for the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett, has been officially nominated for the bench. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor mocked concerns from Democrats that she would move to strike down the Affordable Care Act.
Mother of seven, including multiple children who were born or adopted facing pre-existing medical challenges, is just itching to block families like hers from accessing medical care. What a joke.
Several Democrats refused to meet with Judge Barrett. Her confirmation hearings are expected to get underway in October. The Senate also advanced a stopgap measure that will keep the government running through December 11th. Stocks were off today. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 131 points, the S&P 500 down 16, and the NASDAQ Composite down 32. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Military suicides are on the rise, and USA Radio's John Hunt has that story.
Military suicides have increased by as much as 20% this year compared to the same period in 2019, and some incidents of violent behavior have spiked as service members struggle under COVID-19, war zone deployments, national disasters, and civil unrest. While the data is incomplete and the causes of suicide are complex, Army and Air Force officials say they believe the pandemic is adding to the stress of an already strained force. And senior Army leaders who say they've seen about a 30% jump in active duty suicide so far this year said they're looking at shortening combat deployments. Such a move would be part of a broader effort to make the well-being of soldiers and their families the Army's top priority, overtaking combat readiness and weapons modernization. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was laid to rest in a private burial at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. She was buried next to her late husband, Martin Ginsburg. Ruth Bader Ginsburg died on September 18th after a battle with metastatic pancreatic cancer. The burial ended more than a week of ceremonies and memorials to honor the second woman to be confirmed to the Supreme Court. Ginsburg is survived by two children, Jane and James, and four grandchildren. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.